Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. India fires missile strikes at Pakistan amid tensions following a militant attack in Kashmir. Ben Thomas reports.
India's fired missiles across the border into Pakistani-controlled territory in at least three locations. Pakistani security officials say a child was killed, at least two other people wounded. In a statement, Pakistan's prime minister says his country has every right to give a robust response to what he calls an act of war. India says it was striking infrastructure used by militants. Tensions have soared between the nuclear-armed neighbors over last month's militant attack on tourists in the Indian-controlled portion of Kashmir. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump had some bad news regarding the hostages still held by Hamas after the October 7th, 2023 terrorist attack on Israel.
Of the 59 people, and they said 59, and I said, really? But they said only 24 are living. And I now correct, I say 21, because as of today, it's 21. Three have died. So this is a terrible situation.
He did not elaborate on the identities of those now believed to be dead. Economist Stephen Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity says it's important the U.S. and Canada resolve their trade dispute.
I think it makes sense for Canada and the United States to kiss and make up.
After all, Moore says Canada remains an important trade ally.
But Canada also does need to play by the rules.
Something Moore says it's not been doing, still levying steep tariffs on some U.S. imports, despite a free trade deal achieved with President Trump during his first term. Moore was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 389 points. The Nasdaq dropped 154. This is SRN News. America's churches are getting ready for Mother's Day.
You probably know the most popular dates for people to attend worship are Easter and Christmas, but do you know what comes in third? Yep, Mother's Day. Lifeway Research finds the Protestant pastors tab that day as the third busiest event for their congregations. Father's Day doesn't even make the list, by the way. It's also one of the most expensive holidays of the year for Americans. They spend about $34.1 billion altogether on mom. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Men are to be banned outright from women's and girls' cricket in the United Kingdom. The England and Wales Cricket Board updated its previous restrictions following a UK Supreme Court ruling in April. The ECB says men living as women can continue playing in open and mixed cricket competitions. The announcement comes shortly after men were banned from playing on women's soccer teams in England and Scotland. This is SRN News. Americans love convenience and they're willing to pay for it.
Food delivery service DoorDash reports record quarterly revenue. Total orders climbed 18% to 732 million, also a quarterly record. And the company is buying London-based food delivery service Deliveroo for $3.6 billion. It's also purchased for $1.2 billion cash, a New York company that makes hospitality management software. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Federal officials have filed charges against five people in connection to a boat that capsized a day earlier off San Diego's Pacific Coast that killed three people. The U.S. Attorney's Office in San Diego said among the dead was a 14-year-old boy from India. The boy's 10-year-old sister is still missing at sea and presumed dead. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.